As young girls, we are fed the fairy tale that you will meet your Prince Charming in your 20s, fall madly in love, and live happily ever after. But what happens when you find yourself in your 30s and, oh, so single? You write about it, of course. Each week, I document the trials and tribulations of my dating life in a world run by dating apps, ghosting, and a host of options. Whether it's getting hit up for a threesome, dating a divorcee, dealing with dick pics, or stumbling around the apps, one thing I know for sure is that life is never dull. Join me each week as I chat to people going through a similar experience and getting an expert on from time to time to help us out. Let's really dive into what it's like to date as a 30-something singleton. I'm Jenna Hocking, and you're listening to Jenna with a J. This week, we are looking at dating age gaps, because in my dating column for news.com.au, I wrote about the time I dated a man who was 20 years and 10 days older than me. So I was 25 years old at the time, and he was 45 years old, and there were plenty of trials and tribulations. So I thought for this week's podcast, I would get on a very fun guest who ended up getting engaged to her older gent. You may know her from Triple M's breakfast show Moon Man in the Morning, or from her time spent on Channel 9's The Block, where she competed with her older gent, Norm. Welcome to my podcast, Jess Eva.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I've shaved my legs for the occasion.
I feel real special because I know you don't do that for Norm.
No, I don't. Nothing is shaved for Norm. That's the great thing about dating an older man. They can't see it because their eyes are out.
Oh my God, that's actually so true. I dated an older guy last year and he asked if I would stop looking after my downstairs area.
Really?
They're from that age, aren't they?
It's considered liberal.
Yeah, they think it's weird to have, like, no hair down there.
Yes, and I like that. I like a man that, grew up in the 70s where hair was accepted. It's wonderful. I did shave my legs the other day and it was like skinning a cat. It has been a while, so.
There's something you really feel like you've got your shit together when you've shaved
your legs.
I am on fire.
And it's like popping a pimple. You look at your shaver and you see all the hair that's stuck in it, and it's deeply satisfying for some reason.
But that's so true. And if you live with a housemate, you kind of look at theirs as well.
And judge.
I know. Shout out to my housemate. So tell me, what's the age difference between you and Norm?
So Norm and I are 8 years apart, but he looks a lot older than what he is. When we went onto The Block, one of the people on The Block came up to us, one of the staff members, and said, "Oh, it's so good that you guys are finally on The Block. We've been waiting for a couple like you guys for ages." And I was like, "Oh, really? Like what? White? Because there's a lot of us that are white on The Block."
And, tick, tick, tick.
They're like, "No, a father-daughter combo." And I was like, "Oh, this is the greatest day of my life." I said, "No, he's just my partner. He's only 8 years older than me." And I loved it. I brought Norm over. I said, "This guy thinks you're my dad."
Oh, I retold this same story in my article this week because the guy we went to Bali together for my birthday and we were like, "Isn't this great? We can be out and about and it's so fun." And then we went down the main street and all the street sellers were going, "You buy present for your daughter."
It feels like a compliment for the woman.
Oh, I was loving it.
I love being mistaken for a daughter opposed to an older sister or grandmother or mother.
But imagine if it was reversed and they were saying, "You buy present for your son." I would die.
I know. Unless he legitimately was my toy boy. And then I'd be like, "Fair enough, yeah. Have some moisturizer to stay young."
So does Norm love it though? Because for a guy, that's kind of cool. Like he's got a young hot chick.
Well, Norm doesn't care. Norm doesn't care about much. But the only thing on a serious level that it affects is, so we had two children and we had two children quite early in our relationship because he wasn't getting any younger. He's 43 and I'm 36. And 35. And I would have loved another child. Mm-hmm. But by the time we had the two, he felt that he was going to be 60 by the time the child was 18 and he felt that was too old and he wanted to travel. So I'm at an age where I could have a third child.
Yes.
And he's at an age where he's probably can't. Well, he can, but it's not convenient to his lifestyle.
No, I totally
get
that.
So they're the only things that are awkward. Apart from that, everything else is fine. But it's just the whole breeding thing. And also, if you die before me, I've got to spend the next 20 years alone and I'm too old to really get back into the dating scene.
Well, you're never too old, but it's, oh God, once I settle down, that's it. I'm not doing it again. I'm exhausted.
Well, I've dated older guys. I had a guy 25 years older than me in my dating days. And it played on my mind that I was going to be 50 while you were going to be 75.
Mm-hmm. You think that straight away.
Yeah. Yep. And there's a good chance I'm going to be your carer.
Yes.
Because, and 50 is the prime of my life. So you sort of have to weigh it up. And I do, I take it into account.
Yeah, I do too. And I do tend to think I'm like, okay, when I'm 50, I'm hoping that I still look a bit the goods.
Oh, you will.
But you 70-year-old guys look like 70-year-old guys. Like you can't, George Clooney, I don't know, is he going to be hot at 70?
I don't know. They all get work done. You can't use the celebrities as an example of how the everyday person's going to age,
well,
can you?
Well, the guy I was dating at 25, he was 45 and he had had work done.
Had he?
Yeah, but I found it creepy. He got Botox in between his nose and his mouth. Because men, when they get old, I didn't know this. I only know this because I dated him. He said that men, their crevices between their nose and their mouths get really deep.
Oh, really?
Older they get. You'll notice that now with men.
What
yeah.
about their balls? Because I'm telling you, the yeah. older Norm gets, the sad. Gravity is not kind to those fun bags.
His were okay. Well, they were all right.
He's had work done in them.
But, and I don't know, like he was a footy player. So I feel like maybe he, I don't know, that makes a difference. Because you can't really work out on your balls.
Should I Google it? Can you work out your balls?
Can you work out your balls?
If you do have an older boyfriend, is there something you can do to your partner's balls so they don't get saggy? Should I have a look?
But do you know what? I'm not fussed on. Like, I don't pay a lot of attention to balls. No.
I don't know. I'm a ball person.
Are you?
Yeah. I don't know why.
I mean, they're creepy if they're really saggy.
But they're fun to play with. So apparently testicles are similar to breasts in the sense that you need to wear tight underwear to keep so that they don't sag. So.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
So if you're an older gent looking for a younger woman, make sure you keep those tidy whities up
on
nice
at
and
all
close.
Times. Don't let them dangle because it's long-term damage.
But do you know what's weird? I went out with a guy in my 20s, early 20s, who was my age, and he had long, saggy ones.
Yeah, a little bit like,
I guess it's like
soggy
boobs.
Sausage rolls. I'd imagine he's probably a commando guy. Probably let them.
Yeah, he was that kind of guy. Yeah, let him out.
So what's your love for older men, Janet? That's what I'm intrigued in.
Okay, do you know why I like them?
Why?
Let's get off balls. I like them because they date old school. Mm. These days, there's the dating app. So if something goes wrong, you just swipe right to the next person. Like romancing a girl is a, hey, you up text. Like yep. Boys these days don't put in any effort because they've got so many girls to choose from or, you know, they just, I don't
it's
know.
It's not personalised. You're
were
a number.
They were brought up with porn just easy to get. Like when I was growing up, my brothers had to absolutely tear my parents' room apart to find my dad's porn magazine. Whereas these days,
quite normalized.
It's all on the internet. That makes me sound so old. So it's like guys have lost the, they don't know how to really date anymore. So I like older guys because they wine and dine you and they pick up the phone and call you and they've like,
you know.
They're
from a different time.
They're from a different time and they're for me. And do you know what else I like? They've got their shit together.
Yeah.
You know, they've got their, in the 40s, I like to think they've got their finances sorted. They've got a career that's like,
they're
rock
easy
solid.
To predict. If they haven't got it by their 40s, they never will. So there's no risk
of
someone telling you what they want to do when they get older. They're already old.
They're already
there. So you've either
there.
Got it together or you haven't. You can't lie or trick me or deceive me.
You've done the backpacking, you've done everything. But the risk of dating an older guy now is they can come with kids or I've dated three guys that have had the chop.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. So one of them had kept, like, he keeps some sperm. I hate saying the word sperm. It's so gross. He kept that, like, in a freezer. So, like, if he does meet someone else, he can. But the other two I dated were like, nope, I've had my kids, I'm done. So then that's a decision you kind of have to go, does that work for me? How much do I like them?
It does get complicated as you get older.
Yeah.
Definitely. I promise you, though, kids isn't a rule breaker. To see a man, oh, to see a man love his children and kiss them and show love and affection and to have a child, I think that stepmums are awesome in 2020 because they've got so much to deal with, the ex, the new, whatever, but you nailed that. You've got yourself a fantastic family dynamic. Bianca Dye does a really good job at it. I watch her online where she's taken on a stepdaughter.
Yeah.
And it's changed her world. She's been trying for a child for so long and it has changed her world.
Well, I think I would be a really good stepmom.
Because, I think you'd be a great stepmom. Well,
I think it'd be fun.
Don't get me wrong, the sons would perv on you and, you know, they would high-five their dad on a regular basis. So that's a dynamic you'll have to get used to.
I mean,
but any way you can help, even if there's a spank bank in there, any way you can help, Jana.
Oh, my God. Well, I was looking at it more from the terms that, like, I don't know if I want kids full-time. So then, you know, they can go to their mum's house every second weekend. We can go have fun date nights or go away. It's the perfect lifestyle. Plus, I don't want to deal with the baby stage. I don't think I'd be good with babies. So I get them when they're like fully formed.
Old enough to do chores.
It's the best time.
And I'm telling you now, babies aren't that much fun. They're just big sacks of meat and liver and cry and poo. They don't do much. It's only when they start smiling and giving you something back that they're enjoyable. And I'm sorry if you do enjoy your baby stage, but I promise you it gets so much better.
Yes. So do you think, of course, like you're getting married to Norm and you've got two kids.
Oh, well, being engaged for a while. I couldn't give two Fs if I got married.
I know.
I prefer to put a deposit on a $300,000 townhouse in regional Victoria somewhere and just put that in for our super so that if I get the sack, Norm gets the sack, we all don't, we've got something that we can retire on.
You've always got a plan B ready.
You have to. I just feel you get so much anxiety by putting all your eggs in one basket. If your whole life revolves on one situation and you rely on that to get you through, how stressful is every little hiccup in your day if your whole world could crumble down?
Yeah.
I feel like you need to diversify your professional interests.
Well, tick to you because you've done that. But did you, like, if you had your time again, would you pick an older gent? I'm pro older gents.
Well, no, I haven't told Norm this, but I was definitely ovulating when I met Norm because breeding was on my mind. I was 28. I was in ripe baby having stage. And I am so lucky I ended up with Norm because I reckon I would have had a baby
with
the first person that said, I love you, and stayed with me for a long time.
Yeah.
And it was just through luck that I ended up with my soulmate.
I think that happens a lot. Mm. That's a real thing. See, I must have been drunk for that ovulating year because I just did not get it. But I know so many people that did get it and are now, like, you know, have kids with not the best decision.
They look back and they think, and women don't often talk about how breeding affects your choices in dating so much because your body's just screaming at you and we're animals. And unfortunately, we're also of the human species where we need to hang out with these people and converse with them. We're not in the animal world where we can just breed, done our job and, the wild pig can go into the forest and we never have to see them again.
Men going, that's such a shame.
Yeah, I know. I'd love to be a wild
bee. That sounds great. So, you got lucky. You had children with someone who now you still
is my
quite
best
fancy.
Friend. Yeah,
yes.
I love him so much. But I look back at a couple of others that didn't call me back in the process of ovulating. I had one of the 20 years older than me, this guy. You know, I thought he was the one and during my breeding phase and he went to get me breakfast one morning and never came home. And that's how he broke up with me. I never saw him again. And he knows who he is, Simon. And
or the arsehole, as we like to refer to him as.
And we still talk now, you know, on Facebook and And I just look back at that and I think, oh, thank God. You know, they almost left. They left me. Someone was looking after me. You know, at the time I viewed it as rejection and complete self-hatred.
But, I think that all the time. Mm. There was one guy, he was my age, that I definitely was like, yep, I'll have kids with him for sure, for sure, for sure. Yeah. And to this day, it's honestly pure luck that I didn't fall pregnant, which also makes me go, well, why didn't I fall pregnant? Because we were not responsible at all.
Someone was looking after you.
I think someone was looking after me, because I look back on that guy now and just go, thank God I didn't fall pregnant.
I agree.
It's a vibe.
And if you are single and if you are looking for love, I just have this great trust that you are where you are for a reason, and you get guided to the right person eventually.
God, I hope so.
And if you don't, means that there wasn't anyone that wouldn't give you the shits out there.
Yes.
Because life is long and you meet a lot of people, and if you didn't like any of them, then thank God you didn't end up with them.
You gave me the best advice, I reckon it was about 2 months ago.
Oh, really?
Yes, you did. Remember, I came in and I was crying because this guy had broke up with me via text, and I had been a real, like, we'd been out the night before and I had just been a rat bag. And so then he waited till after the show, which was kind of, I said to him, don't tell me what I did. Don't tell me, you know, how I behaved, because I was quite
vulnerable. You don't want to be remembered.
Yeah,
and
don't
it's someone
tell
else's
me.
Opinion of how you behaved.
Exactly.
So it's not the real situation.
No, and I, so at 9 a.m. he texts me and he was like, this is everything you did wrong and you're a terrible person and I don't want to see you again. And I read it and burst into tears, and you were like, fuck him. You go, I've done terrible things in front of Norm and he puts up with me. If this guy can't put up with you, he's not your forever person.
I agree.
I instantly felt better because I felt like the worst person in the world.
Yeah. But I also feel that in that text, and with a lot of men, they break up with you because you show signs of a personality trait that they have. So all the self-hatred they have within themselves, they reflect upon you and tell you that you're that person, when in actual fact they're talking to themselves. And I'm sorry, you don't need a lecture. If you want to break up with someone,
Just do it.
You don't need a thesis on everything
like
that's wrong with you. That's narcissistic.
Yes, it is. And it made me feel crap. And then you really kind of put your foot down and was like, we're all going to be dickheads in front of our partners.
I agree.
And the good ones will hang around.
And the worst part is, especially with dating, it's such a primal emotion. Mm-hmm. We have this inner narrative of ourselves, and every time, you know, a negative narrative and a positive narrative, and whether that negative narrative we tell ourselves is true or not, it's something we've learned over time from a traumatic experience or from a father or an uncle or an ex-boyfriend or whatever. And so, you know, when people touch on that narrative, that's not okay, because they, and you meet manipulative enough people, they'll touch that narrative on purpose to break you down.
Because they can see it triggers you.
Absolutely. And some people need to break you down in order to bring themselves up. And that's not a relationship. That's a dictatorship. And that's something you should run away from straight away, I reckon.
Well, I did. I took your advice.
Good.
Because then I ran into him about 2 weeks later on my birthday, which I hadn't invited him
to.
And he tried to manipulate me again. And apparently I just walked up to him and went, nope, and walked off.
Good. Oh, what a win.
I was really proud of myself.
You broke the control.
I did, and
you let him
hard.
Know.
Yeah, but no, Jess, well, I just adore you, and thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
I love you. Big booby squeeze.
Big booby squeeze right back. Thank you, Jess. And where can we find you on the socials?
Oh, yeah. Great.
I always ask people. I love them to give a shout out.
You could do Jess Eva here, or you can do Norm and Jess. Do Norm and Jess. That's where we do whatever you want. That's the
on
great
Instagram.
Thing about living in Australia. You can do whatever you want.
Please.
Do a LinkedIn. I love seeing the notification.
I do too. It gives me, do you know what?
I feel like
so
I'm being
shallow.
Offered a job.
Yeah, same. No, thank you so much. And do follow Jess on Instagram, because she's hilarious and shares every piece of her mad, fabulous, enjoyable world. Thank
Love you,
Jess.
Janet.
Love
you're
you.
One.
Thanks for listening to Jana with a J. You can rate, review and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes to give the poddy a boost in the charts and help others find it. Jana with a J is recorded in Sydney and the audio is given some special magic producing by Mike Sideshow Anderson. Tune in next week when we tackle another dating dilemma. I'm Jana Hocking and you've been listening to Jana with a J. Mwah.